Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Do any other parents have this problem? You know, I used to criticize these parents, and I used to say that they were obviously probably doing something wrong for their children to be like this. And now that I am that parent, I realize how wrong I was, and I'm ashamed that I ever, ever said anything.
What's going on? What happened?
Friday, after work, I get home, and Dakota, my two-year-old, she's playing and she's doing her little, she's bopping around, she's doing her thing, and she's got her dinosaurs, and she's got one dinosaur in one hand and the other hand, she's rah, rah, rah. And I'm not a crier, Raven. It takes a lot to make me cry. But she comes up to me and she goes, "Mommy, mommy." And I said, "Yeah, yeah, mama, yeah." And she bit my arm so hard. Look, it was like a dinosaur had attached itself right into my forearm.
Saber-toothed toddler.
And I did it. And I don't know what came over me because the pain was so surprising and shocking. And I started crying. And then I started crying so hard that I couldn't breathe. I was like,
so now she's crying.
Right. She doesn't know why mommy's crying.
Right, right.
And it was a mess. And I go, "My kid's a biter. She's a biter.
I was going to ask, was it the pain initially?
Yes.
Was the shock?
Mm-hmm.
And then as you're crying and you're realizing why you're crying, then it's the realization that I have a biter.
I have a biter.
There's a biter in the house, and somehow this
child.
Happened to me. It's probably my fault because it's my child.
This is the third time that she's bit me. And I'm wondering, like,
wow, okay.
How did this happen?
And because, do you have to report her? Sooner or later.
I know
if you've got a dog that's got a biting problem, like, sometimes they want to show up and get the dog.
She's not like my dog. She's my child.
So nobody's going to take your child, is what you're saying, if you call somebody and tell them that she's a biter?
I don't know.
Right,
do they
see?
Take kids away for biting? No.
I don't know.
And I remember when my oldest daughter, Hayden, she was in preschool. There was a biter in her class. And I remember thinking, like, what is wrong with those parents?
Right.
Like, teach your kid not to bite other kids.
Right. Where is this biter coming from?
Right.
Keep an eye on them. Remember that name. You're going to be reading in the paper for decades to come.
What parent says it's okay for their kids to bite? And here I am. I want to go on the record to say I've never taught Dakota to bite somebody.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
You should
where
apologize
she
now, actually. I mean, if you're doing the record thing.
Oh, my gosh. Her teeth are like little daggers. And they just go right in, just like a dinosaur.
Sharp.
Right in there. And all I keep thinking is, how do I make this stop? And I do the whole thing where I sit down with her.
Right.
I explain that hurts. And I have to be honest. I'm thankful she's never hurt. I've never bit somebody else. It's just me. She's bit Hayden, too, my older daughter. But
she won't report it.
I think she probably deserved it. Hayden was, like, pushing her buttons a little bit, like, maybe in that situation.
So you sit her down, and you tell her calmly that you can't do it, and then what happens?
And then, you know, she looks at me because she's two, and then she goes back to playing with her dinosaurs like none of it ever happened because she's two.
I thought she was going to roll over and bite you again in defiance.
It's not funny. It wasn't funny at the time. It's funny now, but it's not funny when you realize that you have a biter and you're not sure how to do it.
If you walk in today and she bites you again, you'll be crying again. Make no
100%.
Mistakes. It's not funny when you get home.
No. What happened? 1-800-330-9999. When did your kid bite somebody? You can call or text. Or if you've dealt with a biter or a text, like a biter, how did you deal with it? I cried so hard that my 12-year-old that was downstairs in the basement in the playroom came running upstairs because she thinks that something terrible happened.
Like, what happened, Mom? What's going on?
She's like, "Mommy never cries. If she's crying that bad, something terrible must have happened." So she walks in and she's like, "Mommy, what happened?" And I go, "She bit me! She bit me!" And she's like, "Who bit you?" And I'm like, "Dakota!" Dakota's my 2-year-old. Yeah.
It's a dangerous game playing with toddlers. Man.
I don't know how this happened. I thought I did everything right, and I somehow my toddler is a biter. And I'm pretty fortunate that she's really only bit me and, you know, her sister Hayden. She hasn't bitten any other kids. Thank God.
Nobody
you know?
Of authority yet at this point.
But how do you deal with it? Did you have a biter too? What did you do? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Hi. Good morning. Yes.
What did you do? How did you handle it?
Well, I'm thankful that she has not bit anybody else. But oddly enough, this is going to sound so bizarre, but she bites herself.
Oh.
Oh, boy. How old is she?
She's 2.5.
Is this something like they're supposed to grow out of, Anna, or do they just, if they start biting at an early age, like they're going to be a biter forever?
I hope not, because she's like obsessed with bandages, so she pretends to like put them on all over herself, all over me, all over that. So when I came home on Monday, she had a bandage like on her hand, so I just assumed that it was like a plaything. And then she starts crying, and I'm like, what's going on? And she goes to me, bite, like, who bit you? And she goes, me. And I started laughing. Of course, I thought it was funny at first, but then I'm like, oh my God, if this is my life at 2 and a half, what's going to happen?
I don't know.
At like 13 and 14.
Godspeed to us both. I don't know how we're going to survive this.
Are you watching zombie shows? Where is she getting this from?
Okay, so she does watch a lot of like Jurassic Park, because she does watch some zombie stuff, but she's never acted on it until Monday, the self-inflicted attack.
Maybe less Jurassic Park, and I'm going to be paying extra close attention to Paw Patrol this week to make sure that there's nothing questionable about biting.
Do they do zombie episodes on Paw Patrol? I would check that out.
I'm going to find out. Thank you for the call. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Is your child a biter, or were they a biter?
My children have bit in the past, and way back when, you're going to think this is terrible, but our pediatrician actually said that when they bite you and they really hurt you, that you should bite them back.
I've heard that theory.
We've had people call in before, and they've said you need to bite her back. I don't think I have it in me to bite my baby.
No, I don't mean maybe as hard. I don't mean maybe as hard as she did,
yeah,
but enough that will startle her and make her realize, wow, that's what that actually feels like.
On the sliding scale between, let's say, squirrel and great white shark, where do you think that falls? How do you know what the line is, right? Because, I mean, you are upset, too, at that time. So, the human part of you wants to be like, you want to really give it a good...
Right.
But then you realize, wait a minute, this is my child.
Right, you can't do that. I think even a chipmunk or a squirrel bite has to be, like, has to hurt. They have, like, little daggers.
I would think so, man.
Yeah,
squirrel will hurt you.
I'm not going to bite my baby. No, I'm not going to bite my baby.
I mean, you haven't bitten her until this time.
Oh, man.
But at some point, you might.
I can't. How did you deal with this? 1-800-330-9999. Any light that you could shine would be very, very helpful. Thank you, Jess. I just ordered the book you suggested. Teeth Are Not for Biting. That's the name of the book. I just ordered it on Amazon by Elizabeth. I can't read the title. It's so small. Elizabeth Verdick.
Well, thank you for the help.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Fish are friends, not food.
So, my two-year-old, even when I say it out loud, I have to shake my head. Dakota, my 2.5-year-old, is a biter. I don't know when this happened, but Friday, she bit me so hard that I burst into tears because it hurt so badly. And I'm not one of those people that cries easily. It hurt so bad. And I was like, we've got a real problem here. She's a biter.
Right.
And I'm lucky that she hasn't bit anybody else except for her immediate family, me, my other daughter.
Nobody that's going to call somebody.
Well, yet.
Right.
That's the problem. So I don't really know how to deal with it now that I've ordered this book. It's one step in the right direction. How did you deal with your biter? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
I was a biter. My sister was a biter. And I did have two biters.
What? Is it hereditary?
Wow, I was going to say, right? I mean, it sounds like...
I don't know. It must be. But when I was younger, I was 5 years old, and I was a bad biter. I actually bit my cousin and practically broke his skin. And my aunt grabbed my arm and bit me back. And from that day, I never bit again. Same thing with my sister. And unfortunately... yes, as bad as it does sound, with my now 14-year-old and 5-year-old, which are no longer biters, same age as your daughter, were horrible biters at 2 years old. And again, the pediatrician's like, just bite them back.
So did you just bite them back, or did you drive them to your aunt's house?
Unfortunately, rest her soul, she's passed. But if you want to drive them to me, I'll bite them. No,
right. Yeah, you're volunteering to bite my baby. Hey, Anna and Raven, do you have a biter?
Yeah, I did. My son, he used to take chunks out of his siblings. It was terrible, and we tried everything. And then one day he bit his older brother right in front of me, and I was like, that's it. You like to bite people. Let's see how you like it if they bite you back. And I held my toddler down and I let my older son bite him.
Oh my gosh. Like,
and let me tell you something. I don't know who was more freaked out, the little one or the older one.
Well, right, because mommy's lost her mind.
Right. Yeah. I mean, clearly, right.
And I know that feeling.
You're supposed
to
be the moral compass. Yeah. And here you are. You led them into a snuff film.
Just bite her.
This
Go
is
ahead.
Terrible.
I lost my mind.
Yes.
I lost it, and we were all traumatized by it. I was traumatized, the little one, the older one. It was like, I don't know. It was like a triangle of...
I want all three of you on the phone right now. There's nothing more that I want than to talk to the three of you together. God, I wish I had a Dr. Phil show. This is when I need it.
I know that feeling. When you reach that moment, you just can't, you don't know what to do anymore, and you just snap as a mama. I'm with you. I get it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.